Rose and the Homeless Guy, Part 4. You seem to know that pleasuring a woman isn't anything like the adult films. It's not dainty licking or head tilting. Oh, you bury your face against me. You let me feel the warmth of your newly shaven face against my most sensitive areas. Oh, you suck and lick and... my reactions drive every move you make. Oh, my legs quiver. And your arms reach under my thighs instinctively. Oh, I can't help bucking and threshing. Oh. You haven't done this for years, but you haven't forgotten. And I haven't felt this for years. Oh, my sensitive. Oh, I want to push you away from me and push your face away. It's too much. Oh my God. Oh, you're a wonderful lover. Oh. Oh my God. Oh. Drew. Oh. I expect to have a chance to recover from the orgasm, but as I plant my feet, you kiss passionately, like before, like a starving man. You pile more and more of your love into my body. My arched back almost immediately creasing up again as a wave hits me. Not quite as strong, but so much of my body is taken over. All I can do is cry out. Oh. I'm held by your hand and forearm so you can focus your kisses and suction. And your tongue is like nothing I've ever felt. Each squeak and moan makes you more determined, and you're impossibly good at making me, at stimulating me. Oh, I feel myself running with wetness, and I feel it being sucked up by your loving mouth. Oh, once the thought crosses my mind of that fact, that you are lost in my taste, my orgasm, my cum, I explode on another level. I scream your name, and this time my body breaks free of uncontrollably, straightening my legs, and my breath is pushed out loudly. Bah! Your mouth is on my upper thigh now. I look down, my chin rests on my chest to try and look at you. I'm so surprised I reacted so strongly. I'm panting as you suck mouthfuls of my thigh. And I look at you, and you look back. You climb on all fours and you climb up my body, slowly, stalking like I'm your prey. It's exquisite the way your eyes burn into my soul. All I can do to encourage you is pant, and I hold out my arms and I need you close. I need you. I need you inside me now. Please. It's a whisper, but so loud in my head. You are my air and my warmth and my strength in this moment. You linger. You can feel how wet I am, and it's dripping from your chin. Planting soft kisses up my stomach. You watch it as my tummy contracts under their touch. Extra moist kisses around my navel, and brief kisses to my nipples. see your tip is wet with Preco. You ask me. Yes. Yes, please. I want you. Your body feels almost as incredible as the waves of orgasm. I gasp as I hear your words. But it's not a surprise gasp. It's because they come with the very act of love and the emotion and the devotion that you've just given me. Only a few hours ago I was worried you would perish. You're still pale, but you are masterfully showing me what kind of man you are. The silky way you slide into me. You've prepared my body with your excellent tongue and your lips. I watch your mouth form the words. My whole core is electrified now. My heart skips. I can't deny that I'm in love with you too. Amazing. My stomach clenches again as I watch your wet eyes full of needingness. It's been years for me to be connected and to be able to let someone close. You made me feel confident enough, loved enough to open myself and open my heart. We have strong, long, lingering pushes for each other. The rhythm is slow and deliberate. Each thrust you give is immeasurably intense. Both utter noises of aching as you fully penetrate, followed my gasps as you withdraw slowly. I kiss your face as I feel so wonderfully held, so much desire to be supplicant to your need. I want you to take me. I need you to know I want nothing greater than the want of this moment. For you to take me. Seduce me, have your way with my body. We share a delirious kiss as you push deep against the length of your penetration. Seems to go on and on forever. I need you. I'm swept up. I can't think. I'm just moaning as you bury your face in my neck and you get ready to give me everything. Your thrusts are more rapid, each and every stroke. I'm wet, and it makes you push in incredibly easily. Your face buried in the space between my head and shoulder, listening to me moan. You open your mouth, and I feel your teeth grazing against my flesh. Not a hard bite, but a firm, quivering jaw. I realize you're going to bite me. You tell me you don't want to finish yet, and you pull back for a minute, but then swiftly push in. You don't seem so weak. Something's giving you the strength, something's giving you the energy. I gasp as you hold tightly as you thrust, leaning up, almost on all fours. You want to see me, you want to look down on me. I'm so close again, so close to coming. Anyone who hasn't made love for so long will have to fight the wonderful novelty, the waves of intense feelings. I came so quickly when you licked me, when you closed your mouth over me. Oh, my My breasts are exposed. I'm almost sitting up. Oh. My hips begin to gently rock, and I tilt my pelvis and chest tips up, and I stroke my own breasts and see your jaw clench. I run my hands down my body. I've never felt so sexy doing this for you. My soft tummy touching. My right hand on my navel and then to my pubic hair, and I cup my body and I rub my clit with my middle finger. I've never felt so sexual, so powerful. I want you to come and I want you to see what you're making me feel like. All this makes me grip you hard. You're so rock hard. I just keep rocking. My legs are weak, but then I withdraw my finger. Leaning on my left hand on your chest, I put my finger in your mouth. I watch. And you suck my finger. I use my legs more and begin to ride. Oh. Letting more and more of you. You're lifting me, rocking me. You're fucking wonderful cock. Oh, Drew, you're making me feel so hot. I can't think. All I can do is rub and rub and feel you pushing and pushing. Come for me, come for me, come inside me. I gasp the words, I long to feel it, and I watch your eyes. I need to see your soul as you explode. As I say the words, I see you accept something on a level I can't explain. You just call out my name on this precipice, and then I watch you fall over it. Rosie, you shout my name. Waves of it. I see you fight it. I see you giving it to me. It feels like minutes turn into hours. Oh, I feel like I just had a landslide of emotions. Oh, you're fantastic. I'm full of your hot cum. You finish bucking. I try not to move. I don't want it to come out. I need it inside me. I'm panting and you try to lean up and I try to lean to you too. I taste the drop of blood from your poor lips. I think I bit your lip as I came. You're trembling and wet drops fall onto me. Your sweat. Oh no. It's a big tear from your eye. Your gift. It meant so much to you. I just lay still. Oh, we pull up the comforter over us and lay naked, two souls clinging to each other. As I calm, and we both doze and realise. I realise I'm not alone anymore. I kiss your cheek and your neck and your ear, and I whisper from deep in my heart, I love you. I fucking love you. It had been 6 months since that fateful night when you came and I found you nearly on your deathbed. You stayed with me. You worked on the land. You did go off for hours on end doing your own thing, but I didn't worry. I'd bought you some better clothes and you were always around. From time to time you'd interrupt me baking something and just kneel behind me, lift up my skirt. Oh, you were so naughty. And today was Sunday. Oh, I was so tired. I'd just fallen asleep in your arms last night. Your stamina. Oh. But, well, it's just so lovely. I'm glad I was sitting by the fire. I was reading, and then I got my diary and I wrote in it. I wrote in, "I'm still so hot for him." Oh God, dear diary. So many happy days followed our first time. I still act grumpy and you still moan. But we enjoy pretending. It's what made me fall for you. And it's so playful now. No nasty growls. The ache of annoyance was replaced by winks and smacks. Usually to my arse. One time you were on the roof repairing the seal around the chimney stack and you cut your arm on the lead flashing. I had brought some cool drinks out to share. "You should know what you're doing, you big lump," I shouted up jokingly and frowning. And you hopped down the ladder, fire in your eyes, and you tried to catch me. I was giggling and dodging and you were grabbing hands. I ran round the vegetable patch to escape. You almost rugby tackled me to the ground and I found myself over your knee being spanked as I laughed my head off. After, though, you pulled down my jeans and dragged down my panties. You spanked my poor bare cheeks. You made me so hot. I felt your hand exploring my cheeks, stroking them, fingers over the crack there, over my delicate, over my asshole and my now very wet cunt. I pushed my hands to the ground to get away and you forced me to enjoy this series of touches. Your fingers and your breath. You had me exposed out in the full sun and my glistening pink lips. You gloried in my exposure, panted at my vulnerability and my moans and my uncontrollable responses. And I let you. I wanted it. I felt the breeze and I realised I wanted your touches. I wanted your love more than life itself. I came so hard that day from your touches. And when I was done, you took out your fabulous cock and stood me and let me up the gatepost. You stood behind me, filling me with the moaning ache of a long, slow fucking. You savoured my body, you savoured my taste beyond me. Oh, you kneeled and you tongue. And you made me beg for you, for more. For all heaven and earth to hear my pleas. I felt more of the passion from you than ever. My breasts exposed, my shirt taken, my bra whipped off. And your chin on my shoulder as you held onto my full tits. As you fucked me naked. Those long, slow thrusts. Making every second of every slide tortuous pleasure. I felt so loved. And so turned on in the vegetable patch. Oh, it started many outdoor sex sessions. I loved every time with you. I need you and I want you. Oh, dear diary, I just can't get enough of this man. He sometimes see me writing in bed, writing in my diary. This morning you warmed up my heart when you brought me breakfast in bed. Yesterday I'd had a long day working to get all the new seedlings and I'd skipped lunch. I had to get all sorted out. This crop would be a money maker, so I needed it to be done just how I wanted. You'd been busy chopping wood, and so I wanted to just stand and watch you swinging that axe. I had to peep over the bedge when you undid that shirt a little. I love seeing how strong you are. Ah, you're bronzed, your muscles are thicker, you've got decent colour in your skin, and you decided to stay clean-shaven, only occasionally having one or two days of stubble. Ah, it makes your kisses so wonderful. So I kept on planting, and my back and shoulders ached, and I was so tired. You drew me a bath, and I sank in it. And I fell asleep. It came through and got me out before I got too cold, and I just went to bed and slept. Sometimes I just get so into the gardening and the planning, I forget. I needed to catch up on sleep. I was so happy. I'm happy tired. And I love that you understand my drive. And you like to be physically tired too. Oh, Drew, this breakfast is great. Yeah, it's your fault I need extra sleep sometimes. You take it out of me. You insatiable beast. You smirk. I'm so ready for some sexy time. I'm giving you the look that makes you see I'm ready. But you say you want to do something special later. I'm intrigued. I smile as I eat some of the lovely bacon and eggs. But I moan as I chew it and close my eyes. Just to make you see I'm teasing you. I haven't really ever teased you, and since it's been a couple of days since we had sex, I know it's going to drive you crazy. I feel sexy with you and Miss Jima. What makes you think I can't keep my needs in check? It's you who can't keep your hands off me. And I throw the pillow from your side of the bed at you, tempting you to come and play fight. Oh, come on, give in. Okay, no touching. But I can't promise I'm not going to tease you. You don't fall for it though, you just stand up and walk to the door, pausing. And then you wiggle your ass at me. Get on with your work! I laugh and sit back, smiling and wondering what you're going to do later. You smile. I can see you over there. I still can't decide what you're up to. You're keeping your hands. And then you go into the shed. I wink at you and you pretend not to notice. What are we doing in that makeshift shop? They managed to put it together in my old garage. It's getting towards sunset, so I go in the house, and you come in, and you're all greasy and sweaty, and you go straight up to take a shower. You see me sitting there and say, let me make us both a sandwich. I thought we were doing something special. But the sandwich is a nice thick sandwich like you make with all that stuff in it. God, I can only just get my mouth around the slices. Then you put this piece of dark fabric in my hand. It's about 3 foot long and opaque black cotton. Oh. What is this? Yeah, I trust you. I truly trust you. Okay. I put the blindfold round my head and tie it. I can't see a thing. But you take my hand. We're going. I go with you over the door frame. Feeling with my feet as I go. And you make me stand on the porch. Tell me to wait there. I've looked around today as the sun came over everything. And I think about it as I'm standing there, with only my imagination to keep me company. Since you've been helping me, the place has been transformed. We've got some new areas. You've helped me prop up all the tomato plants and peppers in the polytunnel. The roof has been mended. You've done so many things for me. Painted the windows. Everything just looks healthier. This ramshackle place is transformed. We've been working together. It just seems like we can do anything when we work together. And I hear your footsteps coming back. After a while, you still don't say anything. I'm trying to walk behind you. I hear you click on a lamp. And where are we going? The evening air is cool but sweet. I let you lead me and we walk and I'm acutely listening. You're not saying a word. We walk for a while and then I feel that we're going up the path into the woods a little. I know the way but I'm stumbling. Your arm goes round my waist and you hold me and I hold your shoulder. And we turn and take a way. I'm not sure which way we're going now. I can hear your breath quicken as if you... Well, you're a bit excited like me. Is it much further? No, I won't. Shh. Then I feel we're not in the trees. The sound is different. We stop and you let go of my hand. It's disconcerting and I feel vulnerable. I hear you shuffling and a match striking. Feel your hands on me as I smell wood burning and I hear the crackle of a fire. Your lips kiss mine before I know they're there. Your hands are on my clothes. Drew! Shh! Stop telling me to shh! I smile though. I can feel you gently taking my top off and then undoing my jeans. And you slide down my panties and I gasp. Finally my bra. I feel your hands, warm palms but cool fingertips. And the only noise is your breath and the crackling fire. I can feel some heat on my left side from the fire but I've got goose pimples from excitement and from feeling you so vulnerable. I'm outside. The cool air is on my pubis and I'm wet and I feel the touch of the breeze and then I feel a sudden wet heat. Oh my God! I gasp as I feel your tongue there. Your hands rest on each of my hips so I put my hands out to feel for your shoulders. They're bare too. I gently squeeze. We are so silent. All my senses so acute. Your touch is almost painful. I feel it so keenly. My legs adjust and I stand just a little further apart, as you kiss me and close your mouth around me. I'm so turned on, gasping how you seduce me. It feels like we're some sort of Adam and Eve outside at night, totally stark naked. I'm standing being worshipped by the man I adore. Oh, the fire crackles as my senses crackle. Electricity shooting up me. I feel your mouth seal around my lips. You're flicking it mercilessly. Mercilessly. I can't help my legs trembling. I long to be laid down on our bed, but we're outside. I love the way you deeply bury your face and doing this wonderful thing to me. I'm so wet. You slide your fingers along my lips, stroking all the way. Right round to my bum cheeks, and you massage them. The warmth of your mouth, the cooling. And then the fire warming. I'm so wet now. You make me run like water. I'm so excited. When you stroke that wet fingertip on my ass. Audrey, please let me take this blindfold off. I put up one hand to push it up, but you hold my arm to stop me. Instead, you turn me, and I feel the warmth from the fire, and I reach out blindly for something to hold on to. You stand behind me now, and your hands overlap my ribs. I feel your kisses up my back, and then as you stand right up, you kiss my shoulders. Your cock rests on my back. It's hard, and it's everything I desire now. I lean forward a little, sure that you mean to penetrate me, but you don't. I wait as you kiss my neck and you push up my hair. Oh, it's a wonderful set of kisses. I relax in your arms, and your hand cups my breast, and your thumb rubs my hard nipple. Oh, I love this. I love this. Then I feel you undoing the blindfold. I quiver and shake. I can see the light, orangey light from the fire. And then I see the most amazing thing. A bed. It's a bed made from woven willows, small jam jars with candles in each one, hanging on a wire across a kind of woven headboard. The big oak here, the low bed is on a flat area and it's lined with thick blankets from the spare room, and I turn to you. Where did you get time to do all this? There's a smile on your face, but you don't answer. I feel like a princess, and I realise we're under the stars and the moon tonight, and you stand naked before me, and I kiss you, and you still stay quiet, but I kiss you with all the love I can, and you slip the blindfold completely off me. And then you tie it around my wrist. I lay on the surprisingly comfy blanket, something under it's yielding and soft. You tie my wrist to the willow above my head, and I giggle. And you kiss me again on my soft lips, and I whimper when you stop. And you kiss each breast and take hold of my hips as you turn me on my face. I'm spellbound as you make me so hot for you, hot, and the silence is deafening. I see you take out a long artist's brush and a jar of some coloured liquid. What are you doing? The cool blue paste, like paint, gets stirred and you begin to brush it on my back. I shiver, it tickles. Oh, it's cool and it's sensitive. You once dragged a feather over me and this is making me quiver like that did. I'm helpless to feel circles of this on me, over my bum cheeks, wavy lines, and the back of my thighs and stripes over my back. For 5 minutes I'm completely entranced by these sensations, but it's only making me more and more turned on. I realise it's some of the blue woad from the plants I grow. I sell the pigment, and you've got some of it. I giggle, and I feel you stop and get a brush. And you, it's a hairbrush, you brush my hair out gently from the ponytail, and you drape it down my back. Then I see you. Oh, oh my God! You take out the camera and you take a photo of my naked body. I bury my face into my arms, but I'm excited and my body's so exposed. You painted me in Celtic patterns. You asked me to open my legs and I can't. But then I do. I'll do just about anything that you tell me to. And the paint is drying on me. And the moon and the candles. I'm almost coming just from this.